Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Barton Hahn presented by Progressive Insurance. All in. Yes, the Yankees were. And so were the Padres, reportedly. So were the Giants, reportedly. But this one team that wasn't. But Bart Scott, when it's hour number three, on a day like this especially, Aaron Judge, the American League home run king, locked in, loaded, ready to go, staying in the Bronx, rep BX, all that. What does that mean?
For all my Mets fans, it's the sour hour, We don't wish good things for the Yankees.
Why is it sour? You just told me Verlander was a better signing.
It was.
Pick it all attention.
It was. And Judge couldn't just let it marinate. He just want to come steal the.
I'm sure that's what that was about.
That's why he was out there going and being on Monday Night Football. Going and just look at me. Everybody look at me. I'm a Mike Evans fan.
Look at me. I'm the captain now.
Stealing all the shine. And if they give him the C, the weight of that C means that you have to have a championship.
It's heavy.
So all the other guys had that C, got championships. Not one, not two, not three, not four. Well, let's go, LeBron.
Well. Yeah. But you were like, one thing you were saying early on in this process was how Steve Cohen could open up the books and go right after Aaron Judge. If DeGrom leaves, you said, we'll just go get Aaron Judge. Those are your words.
Don't you dare.
Words.
Don't you dare use my words against me.
I will.
Because you know that they had the peace treaty, and there's probably was some tampering going on.
Really?
Because remember, we had that where they said, we're not going to go, we're not going to mess with Judge. Yeah. It's an agreement.
Isn't that weird?
Yes.
Instead of being rivals, we're going to work together. Conspiracy?
But like most relationships, is one-sided because the Yankees don't hold on to that.
Well, it's interesting, though, because why weren't the Mets in on Aaron Judge? Why not even like just
see what it
would cost?
And they need a bat.
Yeah. See what it would cost. Pete Alonso's birthday, by the way. What a perfect time.
That's why.
What a perfect time.
Because he's like, I'm better.
So Buster Olney was on KJM and was asked a simple question. So were the Mets at all in on Aaron Judge?
I know they talked about him internally. I don't think they were serious about it. And I got to say, I don't understand why not. To me, if you look at what the Mets needed this offseason, I think it would have made complete sense for them to take a run at Judge and probably lose out to the Yankees. You know, probably would have gone back to the Yankees at those numbers anyway. But I think the Mets should have taken a look at it.
That's why. Because I knew they planned himself. And the Mets, just like the Jets, you know, don't want to be used to bring somebody else.
Leverage.
Yeah, as leverage when you have no true intentions on coming there.
All right. So you have no problem with it then. You feel like it's all right. And even if those reports were right that the Mets kind of let the Yankees know we're not gonna get involved, we're not gonna create leverage.
That's
because remember, years and years ago when the Knicks were trying to trade for Carmelo Anthony, Mikhail Prokhorov was the owner of the Nets. And Prokhorov and the Nets were very much in on trading for Carmelo. And it came down to the wire, ended up the Knicks felt pressure and added to the trade just to get him and land the player. And then afterwards, Prokhorov revealed that he knew they were never going to get Carmelo Anthony, but they wanted to stay in on it anyway just to put that pressure on the Knicks and create that competition where you're going to have to overpay for him if you really want him, because we're going to just keep posing that we're trying to get him, even though they knew they were never going to get him.
Well, I think
he loved it. He thought that was a good part. That's what you do in business. And the Mets didn't do that. They chose not to do that with the Yankees. Is that good business, or do you feel like maybe the Mets should have done this?
I think it's good business because you had the Padres and the Giants playing that role, right? And it's funny that,
that Padres offer, the Nightingale said 400? They were getting 400? Or do you offer that knowing he's not going to take it? Like at $400 million.
I mean, they paid Machado $300 million. That was, what, 5 years ago? Yeah. So the market, so that's
$400, though. Jeez.
I mean, listen, he's worth it, right, to some people, especially in that market. That's a team that's sitting
Bob
on the
Nightingale, Yeah, Bob Nightingale. The primary reason why Aaron Judge flew to San Diego on Tuesday was to meet with the San Diego Padres. They offered him $400 million over 10 years, he tweets.
Could you imagine? It's still only $40 million.
Well, I know, but they were going to go 10 years with him.
Yeah, but look at what they're trying to do. They got Tatis coming back. This is a team that went to the postseason. This is a dangerous team. They've been spending and rebuilding this team for like the last 5 years, and they've done a good job. They got a lot of talent on that roster. And then when Tatis come back, I mean, just imagine Tatis.
They don't like him, though. He's going to have to change his ways.
No, he'll change his way. Ghost of Christmas Past. He'll be visiting.
You think so? All right.
Yeah, and they would have Aaron Judge and who's the guy? Juan.
Machado.
No, Soto.
Well, Soto they just traded for, yeah.
Can you imagine that team? Yeah. How do they fit all that
Loaded.
Money on the same thing?
Yeah, that is true. But again, that's an owner that's all in. That's a team that's just saying, we're all in.
That's the anti-Yankee.
Oh. But you, at least you
y'all
don't.
Y'all half in.
Yeah, you don't want
that.
Y'all
got y'all feet in the water.
You don't want that to be the way. But still, that is – all right, so the Mets weren't in on it, right? But what about the San Francisco Giants, who felt like all along was going to be the team that, if anything, that's the one because it's closest to where he grew up. They were also going to be all in. I believe their offer was 360, if I'm not mistaken. They might have gone up a little bit more. But still, the Giants were always looming. And in fact, John Heyman, who has covered baseball for years, he did tweet that he was hearing that the Giants were going to get Judge. And then he had to quickly back off it when he realized he got some bad information. And that's just the sign of the times. It happens. I mean, I lived through that. Covering the LeBron story in 2010 when I tweeted something that they were all threatening me. You better take it down. And I luckily, or at least I knew my sources were on point, that ended up being true. But I for John, it was a moment that he had to quickly backpedal because it wasn't correct. But for a minute, there were a lot of people who thought he was going to the Giants. So Buster, only how close was Judge going to the Giants?
Their offer was right in the range of what the Yankees offered, and the threat was real. It's clear by the Yankees' reaction to this that they were fearful that Judge would go back to his home state in California. And look, Aaron Judge is a great teammate. He's a great clubhouse leader, widely respected. The Yankees drafted him in 2013, and yet as they went through this process, they didn't really know what he wanted. When they negotiated with him in the spring, his response to that $213.5 million offer was not a counter and to give a number. It was simply no. So as the Yankees went through this, they're asking the question, what does he really want? And boy, it turned out Aaron Judge was a great poker player.
I'll tell you what, he played this thing right from start to finish. Just say no. Don't counter offer. Play it out. Have an incredible season. And then turn around and get way more, 70% more than the original offer, with other suitors willing to give you more. And now it's expected he'll be named captain of this franchise, which is, of course, something that is a very high standard in sports. And now all the pressure comes with it as well. All right, so we'll get to your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, on Judge and other things. I mean, there's a huge injury, Von Miller injury, in the NFL. We'll hear from Von Miller at the bottom of the hour, but let's talk a little more football. We'll bring in former Jet Anthony Becht, who's going to talk about his new coaching gig and more. But first, Bart's going to tell us about Granger.
Oh, it's almost like I was prepared for this.
Yes, you were.
For all the ones who get it done,
for all the
Granger is here for you, and they always here to help. Granger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, along with 24/7 support, experienced staff, and curbside pickup at over 250 local branches. And you get free access to product specialists ready to help you track down those hard to find items. Plus, Granger's commitment to being your safety partner can help keep your facilities safe and your people even safer. Call 1-800.
Try that again.
Call 1-800-Granger or click Granger.com or just step on by. It's the Snickers.
Is it?
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPNPods. That's Amazon.com/ESPNPods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart did a combination of, is it coffee or was it hot chocolate?
Coffee with French vanilla creamer.
And a Snickers bar. You're all sugared up now, aren't you?
Well, I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew. Ooh,
I'll tell you what. You want more football, you'll get it. In February, the XFL is back. And they've put out all their logos right now. All some of the new teams.
And the Rock.
Yes.
Has come back to the XFL.
One of the teams, the St. Louis Battlehawks. Their new head coach is joining us right now. Anthony Becht. Of course, you know him with the Jets and with the Bucks and other teams as well. Anthony, welcome back to the show. Good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm doing great, Alan. Bart, it's good to be on with you, man. Yeah, fired up. Love the uniforms. And we're cranking it up, guys. We got training camp here in less than a month. And can't wait to get with my players and build a championship team.
Now, what's your philosophy to building a championship team, and how much influence did you have in the roster and final cuts and things of that sort? Like, much like Bill Parcells say, you can't ask me to make the meal if you don't let me go out and shop for some of the groceries.
That's right. That's a great point. Listen, I was all in. Myself, Dave Bowler, who's our DPP or / general manager. We dug hard here. We've been grinding since February. We had showcases. We narrowed that down at 1,800 players. And honestly, Bart, you know, look, I'm pretty active on social media. I can't tell you how many players DM'd me, Twitter, IG, just wanting a chance and an opportunity, and tried to take time and really look at everybody, you know. But there are a lot of guys, honestly, to help build a winner in these leagues. And where we kind of looked at the most, at least for us, is the guys that are recently cut from preseason. The guys are a year or two removed that, you know, they're really close. They didn't get the extra snap. They didn't get the extra opportunity. You know, it's a numbers game. You know, they got the talent. They just need somewhere else to maybe hone in, develop their skills. That's where we tried to find those players. So we love our draft. A lot of our players we drafted were the top of our board guys. Now we got to put it together, like you said, and build a great team with them. And we're excited to do it.
I mean, it's more than, you know, it's more than a lot of, well, it's a lot of qualified people who should be in the NFL. And to your point with the, you know, less one game less in the preseason, you know, a lot of those guys don't get those opportunities as the veterans get them. When you think about this league and, you know, your team, is this a league that's going to be built to kind of be the NFL Europe version where guys can get the development that they need? Are you guys working in partnership with the NFL, or are you trying to have your own league to yourself?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, we do have a partnership with the NFL, league innovations, rules, officiating, new technology. Those things will continue to grow. But, you know, for me personally, and the way I look at it, you know, if our players are great on the field and they do an excellent job, you know where they're headed. They're going to the NFL. So my really what I've been telling my guys is I want the whole team out, and I want a whole new roster next year. If I can help these guys reach their dreams, get to the league, you know, whatever that may take to get themselves a chance to showcase their abilities a little more, maybe it just wasn't enough, and get them invited to a camp, so be it. It also, too, Bart, it may shut the door, at least put a finality on some guys and say, you know what? I did what I could in this league, and I get it. Like, there's not a space for me in this, and at least they go out knowing I had a chance somewhere else instead of just the college. It just ended for them abruptly, and they didn't know. At least they're going to know either way. And if we can push guys to the NFL, maybe down the road that could be that partnership will grow into that. But absolutely, we'd love to get a lot of our talent. You look at Taylor Heinicke and Walker, PJ Walker. These guys were stars in our league, and now they're stars in the NFL. NFL. It's great to see, and I want these guys to reach their goals and dreams just like those guys did.
I love that business model, right? Because a lot of times when you have the other leagues, startup leagues, the whole idea is the entertainment value, of course. It's like giving you an alternative to whatever the other league is. In this case, the NFL. There's no NFL. You know, you miss football. Well, we'll give it to you because it starts for us in February after the Super Bowl is over with. You know, it's that. And that's fine for of course, viewers, for fans and all that stuff. But the business model of we want to have constant turnover because the guys we had last year, a lot of them are now in the league. Like, we're turning these guys into players. And that would give such a great reputation to the league. And then for yourself, I mean, for coaching, this is also, I would guess, for you, an opportunity to kind of get the feel of what it's like to coach, to see if it's something that you want to continue on to do and maybe at one day in the NFL. What is, for you, just the idea of being a head coach right now after all the years that you were as a player, what are you trying to get out of this yourself personally?
You know, personally, it's given back the amount of information and knowledge that I've accumulated over my long 12-year NFL career. Been around a lot of players, coaches, organizations. And I just really feel like to be a great head coach, you have to be a CEO of men. You know, I'm not going to call plays, but I'll be heavily involved in the offense. I'm not going to disrupt the defensive plan of Donnie Abraham, our defensive coordinator, but I'm going to be part of that process. But game day, managing the situation, managing men from the first whistle to the end. Where is it going to lead? I want to be the best XFL head coach I can be. Mm-hmm. I think we've seen the change in the paradigm of coaching and how guys are getting jobs or leading into opportunities and taking advantage of different places they've been. You know, for me, I just feel like this space works for me. I'm grinding for 5 straight months, giving it my all, sacrificing that time. But then after that season's over, there's a breath of fresh air. You know, I'm not sitting in the office from 8 to 5. And now I just, you know, sit in front of film, do whatever it may be. So it's a great opportunity for me. And it helped me get a really good coaching staff. You know, a guy like Ricky Prohl, 12 years in the NFL, oh, yeah. Super Bowl rings, coach in the NFL, turned down 2 receiving coaching jobs this season with teams in the NFL because the schedule wasn't conducive for his family life and what he was doing, called him up and the sell was easy. He was all in. So I get premium coach. I'll put my staff up against anybody. I got the best guys available. And that's part of what you owe these players. So listen, I want these guys to be successful. I want to give them a platform. You know, there's no agent in my ear telling me to hire somebody. There's nobody pressuring me to do anything. It's the purest form of coaching in these spring leagues, in my opinion. Yeah. My experience in the AAF told me that when I was with Mike Martz in the AAF and now getting an opportunity to do that and learn from everyone that's crossed my path, it's a great opportunity.
I got to be honest with you, though, Anthony. Bart did look had a certain look on his face when you said you have all the best coaches. Who's your linebackers coach? Just out of curiosity.
I want to coach the kickers, man.
Now, I know you don't talk about kickers much on your show, nor did I when I was doing it. Dave Steckel, former defensive coordinator of the Pinkel at Mizzou, was a head coach of Missouri State. He's the one guy on offense and defense. I brought in 2 coaches with, you know, plus 40 years of coaching experience because I don't have all the answers for everything, right? Mm-hmm. So I can help build some of our young guys like Bruce Gradkowski, former quarterback, who's our offensive coordinator, who's going to be a stud. You're going to love our offense and what we're doing. And he's a great communicator, played to position. I think it's a home run. And then, of course, you have, you know, veteran coaches that can add their piece and learn. They're learning, you know, Steck's learning stuff from Donnie Abraham, some of the new words, verbiage, all that stuff. So it's a learning process for all of us. But again, it's about the players. It's about, you know, giving them the opportunity and the partnership with ESPN and being able to be on a platform in front of fans every single week on the national stage is remarkable.
Anthony Beck joining us right now, the former Jet, former Buck, and now the head coach of the St. Louis Battlehawks of the XFL. Training camp starts next month. You got the games beginning in mid-February and the games exclusively on ESPN, ABC, and FX. And you know what, if I can ask you one NFL question, just because I'd love to get your take on this, and that is one of your former teams, the Jets. They went through something the last couple of weeks where the number 2 overall pick in the draft, in Zach Wilson, was benched in favor of a guy who was a 5th-round pick, really a guy out of nowhere, in Mike White. That's got to be, to me, something that comes from the room, right? Would you say from your experience, like a decision like that is not an easy one for an organization to make? A lot of times you'll just let this, like, he's our number 2 pick. We can't bench him. That'll make us all look bad. But they make that move. How important is that to the locker room for a franchise in midseason to make a move like that?
Yeah, well, you know, me and Bart, we both cover and work with the team, and we see this every day for, you know, at least for me since I, you know, moved on from the NFL in 2012. I mean, it's all about production. It's a production business. And unfortunately for Zach, this the team that Joe Douglas and his staff has put together, quite frankly, is sped up because of the talent that's now on that roster. So when you got guys like Garrett Wilson, who's a legit dude, like a real receiver, like, you know, when I was with the Jets, we had Wayne Corbett and Laverne Coles. Bart was here, and he had Braylon. A lot of these great receivers. This is a real dude now that's come in. Like, it almost looks weird because he's that kind of guy. And they got Breece Hall before he got injured, was one of the best backs in the NFL. And now it's like, okay, you got a quarterback. You got the pieces around you. We built the offensive line, which was kind of makeshift throughout the season, but they had depth, which was good. Manage the game. Deliver the football. Mm-hmm. Get it to the playmakers. Let your great defense, who's behind you, okay, let them create the stops, create the turnovers. But when your moment comes, just don't screw it up. Hey, we may punt. That's fine. Now, we don't want to punt 10 times. That's not the goal. But if we can score points and give your defense, you know, 17, 20 points, that's going to be enough. So the fact that it's been expedited so quickly, the defense and everybody's played well, you know, Mike White is doing his job. He's doing it at a high level too. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, five games, the numbers he's put up has been impressive. And the job can continue to be his if he understands his role. And when I hear Mike talk, he seems like he understands and grasps what they're asking him to do. And he always has a plan. Every time I see him take a snap, there's no patting on the football. He knows where he's going with it, and he knows where he's not going with it. So far, so good. I think it's been a breath of fresh air offensively right now. And who knows where that leads Zach? I mean, if this team makes it to the playoffs, and I don't know, Bart, what you think. I mean, he may not play again. I know Coach Sal has talked about that, but let's be honest, that's not going to happen if he's somehow finds his team in the playoffs.
Yeah, and it's, you know, with the Von Miller news happening today, Miami, I think, is headed, you know, for a three-game losing streak, at least losing two out of three when they have the Buffalo Bills and go out to the Chargers. You know, I believe that the door is wide open for the Jets, not only to, you know, when you go to the playoffs, but potentially even win the division. When you look at what the Bills have to face, you know, still having to see Cincinnati, the Jets this week, and Miami as well. So, you know, I think, you know, you just never know. But I wanted to ask you something because early on you talked about
before we get to any more questions, believe it or not, is we take calls on this show, AB, and I hope you're okay with it because we do have a caller that wants to talk about the XFL.
Okay.
So I figured with you here, why don't we do that because you have all the knowledge. Let's go to AJ in Mobile, Alabama. AJ.
I mean, can you just stop talking about the NFL and just be where you are right now?
Hey, listen, kid. Listen, just show up. First day of training camp. Do your job. We're talking about quarterbacks. Do your job. What's up, my man? It's good to have you on. Hey, listen, I just got to say, guys, you know, I had a AJ didn't have any aspirations or thinking about these leagues, but I had a great conversation with him. And, you know, I've always been a big fan. He's a championship pedigree quarterback that, quite frankly, over his 7+ years, you know, whatever circumstances opportunity has been, it's been shut down, whether it's injury or coaching change, whatever that may be. And, you know, I think he's got a lot left in the tank. I think his career can extend from this. And I just want to give him a platform, man. He's been all in. He's been great. We had a team offensive meeting the other day on Zoom and took control of it. And, you know, that's what you got to have, right? You got to have somebody to take control. So we're excited about AJ and the rest of our quarterbacks we got. But what's up, man?
Let me just let everybody listening know. It's AJ McCarron who's on the call with us now. Of course, co-host of College Game Day on ESPN Radio on Saturdays, and I guess you're taking him from us.
Yeah, you're just posting our talent on the radio, man. What's up?
He's taking a sabbatical, guys. I've been trying to do. He's trying to go diva mode, and I brought him back to toughness mode, playing ball. But yeah, we're excited to have him, man. It's going to be fun. You know, AJ just brings a unique pedigree of just experience, leadership, and quite frankly, you know, there's a lot of options at quarterbacks where you could go, like a guy that can move, a guy that can run, throw, dual threat. You know, we want to give AJ answers at the line of scrimmage, and we trust that he'll get us in a good situation. So ownership, right? That's, we want to give our players ownership. Not about me, the play call. It's about giving our guys an opportunity to play great and do well.
I'll ask you, AJ, why?
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Simply Why.
Listen, it's just playing. Having a chance to lead a team, lead a organization again, and I know everybody's days are numbered, right? In this awesome game we get to play, and there's no telling. I think I have a ton still left in the tank, but there's no telling when God tells you, "Hey, time's up. We got to move on to the next chapter." And for me, my kids, especially my oldest, has played football for the first time this year, and I got to coach him, and he's just fallen in love with it, and so that's been the biggest thing for me is getting to play with him watching.
I'll tell you what, it is something that you always play as long as you possibly can, right? As long as you can, and enjoy every minute of it as well. And we've enjoyed every minute of this conversation. And just bringing AJ in as well, Anthony, we had to do it. We had to. He's our guy, too. So we brought him in. Thought it'd be a lot of fun to finish the interview that way. Guys, thank you.
A little speed dial.
And good luck as well. All the best. We'll be watching. That's for damn sure.
Go Battlehawks. Thank you.
All right. All the best. Thank you, AJ, as well. Anthony Beck, the head coach of the St. Louis Battlehawks of the XFL. It begins in mid-February. You get all the games on ESPN, ABC, and FX. And as you heard, AJ McCarron, who you hear on ESPN on game day for college football every Saturday here on ESPN Radio, he's going to be his quarterback. So it's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. It's Progressive's 10th Keys to Progress giveaway for veterans. This year, their goal is to gift a vehicle to a recipient, small business, or nonprofit in every state. See more about the annual giveaway at KeysToProgress.com. Coming up, you hear from Von Miller, whose season, surprisingly, is over. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Some technical difficulties here. I'd like to hear from Von Miller. But Lacto is messing with the page.
Can we do it from the mothership?
No, we got it.
I want the mothership to do it. Beam me up, Scotty.
No.
Oh, no.
I like to stop resetting this damn thing. I'm telling you right now. I'm going to break this screen. I like to control
show. They'll invoice you.
I think they would. Like I said, what are they going to do? Tell us to go home? They already did.
The only thing I did, maybe I should spill some juice just for
one more time? One last time. So Von Miller, Sean McDermott told reporters earlier today, had surgery to repair his ACL. So that's not good. Because remember, Von Miller kind of was saying it was something else. It wasn't as serious as ACL. But that's what the surgery he had. They are not expecting him to be back for the rest of this season. Von Miller went to Twitter to let fans know and his teammates know, don't forget about me.
Biz Mafia, what's good? I'm good, man. I'll be right back, man. Mentally, I couldn't be in a better spot, man. And I think that is the majority of it, man. Don't feel sorry for me. I don't say I hate it for you, none of that stuff. Because I am good. You know, I'm excited for the opportunity to show my teammates how tough I am, you know, how hard I work, and, you know, how important that this means to me, man. So I love you guys, and I appreciate you guys, man. All love and respect. Don't blink, baby.
Don't blink.
As soon as he pushed in, he cried.
You think so?
This has to hurt. I mean, for it to happen so late in the season. And I think he's searching. He's chasing something that is rarefied air. three championships with three different
teams.
And, you know, he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
But if they win the Super Bowl this year without him, I mean,
I don't think they can. That's what I'm saying.
You're saying that's just.
I think Burrow.
Big blow to
I think Burrow and Mahomes is.
Wow.
Is more than formidable.
If you're saying that, then you're telling me then that Josh Allen is not a lead candidate for MVP. That's what you're telling me.
That's not true.
Why not?
Because I just think that, you know, you play it on both sides. He can carry a team and he can carry them past, you know, some players. But when you go against, when you're looking at somebody that's your equal and they're healthy and you're not, it's a little harder. And no matter what, they brought in Von Miller.
They were on the doorstep last year without Von Miller.
Right, but it's not like they brought Von Miller in there just to be a player. They brought him in there for his experience, for his leadership. Remember, it was Von Miller that went to Aaron Donald and could talk to him as an equal.
Yes, yes.
And say, you have to be more vocal.
Mm-hmm.
Where Von Miller had that same impact, who can he have that impact on that defense to say you can carry the slack?
You're telling me that he can't, on the sideline, still be a presence?
Not the same. It's not the same. When you're in the heat of the battle, when you're out there in that foxhole on the field and having that communication, you're waiting to come back on the sideline after something happened to get that intel.
So Bart believes this injury opens the door even more. Not just
for the Bengals.
Not just for the Bengals, not just for the Dolphins, but for the New York Jets. He thinks the division is now up for grabs with this injury. The next couple of weeks certainly will let us know, but this levels the playing field in the AFC East, which has been extremely competitive. Can the Jets really win this division? Also, the belief was Odell Beckham Jr. was very close to signing with the Dallas Cowboys. There are reports now of Odell leaving Dallas. Does he have an offer? Find out next. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
That's what we do on this show from now on. Yeah. Watch it now. Hit that dump button as fast as you can. Bring in that New York energy. Spartan Han, presented by Progressive Insurance, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So Odell Beckham Jr., remember, was in Dallas. They were chanting his name at the Mavericks game. He had Jerry originally talking excitedly about it. And then all of a sudden, things got quiet. Wait a minute. Odell Beckham Jr. is leaving Dallas. Does he have a contract? There's reports that the Cowboys have not extended an offer to him after the visit. Why? Concerns over the knee. Can't work out. He's not ready to get on a field and do anything. He's, what is it? We had 10 months yet? What are we at?
What they're thinking.
It's December. It's February. That's 10 months since the injury, since Super Bowl.
A lot of guys has come back in 8 months, right? You look at a lot of guys come from Achilles and also ACLs, but this is the second one on the same knee. So no way it's going to heal as fast as a normal one-year type of thing. And they're uncomfortable because the reports are he won't be ready to even practice maybe till January. So how are you going to learn the system, get timing down, you know, in January when in January the playoffs start?
Do you think he's just not going to sign with a team this year? Do you think all teams are just like,
I'm going to sign him for one game?
That's what I mean.
If we get eliminated, it's one game. That's my point. Trying to work him into the game, like can mess up that can mess up your chemistry.
So he's a guy that's going to have to probably.
Yeah, he's going to sit out. Nico's been saying it all year.
Yeah.
He should just sit out.
Just sit it out. But I think, you know, it's the idea of just wanting to get back into it. Mm. And if you're him, you're not signing me for just this year. I'm going to need next year too. And I don't know if I want to make a commitment if I don't even know what you look like physically. And how can you find out what he looks like physically? You can't get on the field and do anything.
Yeah, you're not going to be lifting weights, running on a treadmill.
What are you going to do? Take an MRI of the knee to see how it's healing? Odell stuff had a lot of traction, got a lot of intensity and energy, and then suddenly pin drop.
Super, super flat, too, for Dallas, who was out there basically twerking for Odell.
No kidding.
Everybody out there lusting for him, taking him out. But when they took him to the basketball game, like, it was a damn recruiting trip.
Yeah, everybody was there.
Like Parsons, like, oh, let's show you a Dallas. So now you feel like you've been used. We did all that, and he can't even play? Man.
Mm-hmm.
Him.
Bart.
Duck him.
Yeah, Bart, what were they doing for him?
Huh?
What were they doing for him? They were twerking for him? Is that what
they were twerking for? Twerking for him. Twerk, time, twerk, twerk. They out there vulnerable. Send them DMs, like professing their love for people.
You heard Jerry. I'm talking about the players.
I'm talking about the players professing their love for him on. Come on, Odell, come through. Like texting them.
That's right. Was it Parsons?
Parsons.
Lawrence. They were all going.
Dak.
Remember when Odell tweeted something and they were all like, oh, come through. Oh,
yeah. Ooh.
And then he got there. They saw him limp. They're like,
man,
nah,
you're dead to us.
Nah. We're all set.
Yeah, we don't care because you got a new tattoo. You got a new tattoo over that knee. We see it's jacked up.
You guys are so quick to just drop people.
Yes.
Like the minute you see, bro, like, oh, he can't play? Nah, forget it.
Bro.
You get all excited about people until he can't play.
Get your ass hurt in the drill. The coach don't. They will step over your dead, lifeless body. You sit there in agony. All right, everybody, turn the drill around. And they will run a damn play.
Well, who is the kid? It was
Obajobi.
Yeah, that's not what you meant to say.
No, I'm just messing with this guy, Ajabu.
Yeah,
it's the guy from the Ravens.
Right, but he was doing his workout.
Towards the kids, they just turned the drill around.
Now was that at the combine?
It was at his pro day.
Oh, that was pro. No, wasn't it the combine?
It was his pro day.
It was his pro day. And he's out, and they're like, next drill.
Dude was top 10, about to get multi-million-dollar contract.
Yeah.
They just turned the drill. Like, you be out there, will run a play going the other way while the medical staff come out. Like, bro, you can't even just wait.
Everybody
just
stop.
Wait till they, at least during the game, they wait till they pick you up and drive you off on the cart.
Sandman brings out the hook, and the Sandman just starts dancing around you and then just drags you off with the hook.
Like, it's like the Apollo.
It's funny. Because it almost feels like that. Now, in game, they're a little bit more respectful.
It's like, we got to move on.
But during practice.
Next man up. Like, next man up. We don't even know if I'm done for the year yet. Hell, you mean next man up?
Yeah. Well, I guess we're going to have to. Right. He's talking to the media off on the side of the field. Well, we're probably going to have to now scour and just see who's available to play that safety position. Yeah. Yo!
Yeah. We got a lot of confidence.
Why did Von Miller, though? Von Miller went to Twitter. Why would he say, like, don't blink and I'm going to show my teammates how tough I am?
I think he may
you
try.
You think he's going to try?
I think he may attempt.
ACL?
He may attempt.
For what? Anyway,
I wonder if it was a full tear.
Listen. Partial tear.
Well, we saw T.O. We saw Terrell Suggs tear his Achilles and come back and play.
We're talking about a month.
No.
What do you mean no?
He's trying to go
December 7th.
They get the bye week.
The playoffs begin.
When?
January.
The last game is January 14th.
No, 8th. I thought it was the 8th. January 8th is the last game.
Okay, so then the next week.
So the following week is your wild card if
you're. But they have a bye.
That's if they win the division. So you say they might not win
the
division.
Make it to the Super Bowl.
You think the Jets are
going to
win the division, don't you?
I do.
And you believe that based on this injury.
I think they have the easier schedule and easier road.
So if the Bills don't have a bye, he's not going to be available. Like that's a month. One month?
No, he's saying like Rod Woodson, make it to the Super Bowl and I'll be back. Remember, Rod Woodson came back, tore his knee up with trying to tackle Barry Sanders.
Yeah.
Came back for the Super Bowl. Remember, he pointed at the knee.
You want that story?
I want T.O.
So this is the story.
I want him to sleep in a hyperbaric chamber. I want him to go over to Europe right now. Go exactly where Wes Walker was. Get the secret sauce because they ain't going to test you while you're sitting there. And come back with your knee 45 pounds stronger than it was before you left.
What's the triangle in the back of his head stand for?
Illuminati.
You know what I'm saying?
The all-seeing eye, baby. You know look on the back of your dollar. It's the same thing he got in his eye.
I know.
Give me the sauce.
I'm just saying, like, is there something maybe that he knows that the rest of us don't?
Give me the slow drip sauce. It's like Varsity Blues. Take him to the back and make him understand.
Phrasing?
The slow drip.
Boopy. What? I can't reveal all my sources.
I hope you wouldn't. So do you think, let's say it right now, Von Miller, done for the season or no? Say it. Say it right now. On the record, will you see Von Miller play this season, including playoffs, at some point?
Meh.
That's not an answer. Meh. I need answers.
Tune in tomorrow.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
That would have been good to end on, but we still have 20 seconds.
Let's try it again.
I have to wait. Wait till about 10 seconds and we'll do this, all right?
Wow.
All right, now let's try it.
This is open projection.
I want answers.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Damn it.
Still 2 seconds.
3 seconds.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen to the guys live weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen and watch the guys on the ESPN app. This is the Barton Hahn Podcast.